Time now for a check of sports here this morning on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Checking high school action from last night on the softball fields. It was in Hawkeye 10 play, Atlantic defeating Abraham Lincoln 10-3. Creston was a 6-0 winner over Kemper Catholic, and then won the second half of a doubleheader 8-0 as well. Also, Corning was a 9-2 winner over Shenandoah. In Western Iowa Conference play, Grizzled top Riverside 8-7. Missouri Valley squeaked by Tri-Center 3-2 in 8 innings of play. Underwood was a 12-0 winner over AHST. In Rolling Hills play, it was Nottoway Valley 9-1 over Adair Casey, and Orient Maxburg top Lenox 6-4. In other action on the softball fields, it was Charter Oak Ute 8-3 over West Monona. Fremont Mills beat Sydney 18-9. It was IKM Manning blanking West Harrison 12-0. Madrid took on Coon Rapids Baird in a doubleheader, and Madrid won the first contest 3-2 and won on the second game by a run as well, 9-8. Little Bit Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove defeated Woodbine 4-3 in 8 innings of play, and they also played up against Logan Magnolia as well, and Little Bit Arthur wins that one 7-4. In baseball results from Wednesday in Hawkeye 10 play, it was Dennison Schleswig stepping out and beating Thomas Jefferson 6-5. Harlan was a 3-0 winner over Sioux City West, and Shenandoah 18-3 over Corning. Western Iowa action saw Audubon over Trainer 10-9, Tri-Center 9-5 over Missouri Valley, and Riverside beat Grizzled 17-8. In a Rolling Hills play, it was Nottoway Valley 10-9 over Adair Casey. Murray beat Orient Maxburg 9-8 in 8 innings of play. And in other games, it was Boone over Carroll 9-0. Coon Rapids Baird 20-3 over Bowyer Valley in 4 innings. And Logan Magnolia defeated Otelbert Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove 16-1. Major League Baseball play, a game you heard here on KJN last night. John Buck and pinch hitter Logan Morrison connected for consecutive home runs in the 7th inning, rallying Miami past St. Louis and to end its 8-game losing streak against the Cardinals. St. Louis had won 5 in a row overall. Miami won for just the 4th time in 21 games. Tony Cruz's first career homer in the 7th put the Cardinals ahead 3-2. Buck tied it when he homered off of Fernando Salas. Morrison then sent a drive off of Sam Freeman that hit the top of the right field fence, bounced off a nearby railing, and dropped back into play. After stopping at second base, while umpires reviewed the play, Morrison was allowed to finish his home run trot. It was his first career pinch-hit home run. Anibal Sanchez ended his 3-game losing streak, allowing 3 runs in 7 innings. Heath Bell earned his 15th save in 19 chances. Also in Major League Baseball play, Billy Butler greeted reliever Burke Badenhop with a solo home run in the 8th inning, powering Kansas City to a 3-game sweep of Tampa Bay on a scorching afternoon. Mike Moustakas and Alcides Escobar also homered for the Royals, who completed their 3-game sweep of the Rays at home, first time since 2001. Aaron Crow, the 5th Royals pitcher, got 2 outs in the 8th. Tampa Bay tied it at 4 in the 8th on a 2-run triple by Ben Zobrist, who had 3 hits and 3 RBIs. He also made 3 outs on the bases, getting thrown out twice at home plate trying to score on grounders. Jonathan Broxton pitched the 9th for his 19th save and 22 opportunities, and Badenhop managed only 1 out after starter Matt Moore labored through 7 1/3 innings. Also, another Major League Baseball play, scores from yesterday in American League action. It was the Yankees over Cleveland 5-4. White Sox defeated Minnesota 12-5. Boston over Toronto 10-4. Oakland doubled up on Seattle 2-1. It was the Angels 13-1 over Baltimore. And Texas defeated Detroit 13-9. In National League play, it was Milwaukee 8-4 over Cincinnati. The Mets went a little run crazy, 17-1 over the Chicago Cubs. San Francisco was a 3-0 winner over the Dodgers. It was Pittsburgh 11-7 over Philadelphia. Atlanta 6-4 over Arizona. Houston shut out San Diego 1-0, and Washington was an 11-5 winner over Colorado. In Pacific Coast League baseball action on Wednesday, it was Omaha over New Orleans 8-5, and Oklahoma City topped Iowa 10-6. And today's games, we'll see Oklahoma City at Iowa for a 7:05 first pitch, and also New Orleans is at Omaha for an evening contest as well. Moving on to some notes for you from the college football world, Iowa's defensive line all needs to be rebuilt, and its secondary has holes to fill in key spots. All the defensive coaches have switched spots as well. Now is as good a time as any for the Hawkeyes' promising linebacking corps to step up and lead a defense that failed to meet lofty expectations in 2011. Much of Iowa's hopes for a defensive turnaround this fall rest on the development of its linebackers. The Hawkeyes return a pair of starters and juniors, James Morris and Christian Kirksey, who will be joined by fellow junior Anthony Hitchens in what should be the strength of a defense that slipped from 7th nationally in scoring defense in 2010 to 46th a year ago. Hitchens says the coaching staff has let the linebackers know that it's their time to step up and lead. Texas football coach Mack Brown is wondering if some of the expected financial windfall from the newly installed playoff system should head to the players. Brown tweeted that he hopes the possibility of a student-athlete stipend can be revisited, saying that it will be a very lucrative event and those young people are the ones that make it all possible. A committee of university presidents has approved a 4-team playoff system that will begin in 2014. Moving on to tennis in Wimbledon, top seed Novak Djokovic and number 3 Roger Federer were among the second round winners at Wimbledon, each advancing in straight sets. Women's third seed Azarenka Radwanska reached the third round by knocking off Elena Vyzneva, who has ousted Venus Williams on Monday. Fifth seed Sam Stosur and number 7 Caroline Wozniacki each lost in three sets, and top-ranked Maria Sharapova was up 7-6, 3-1 in her second-round match when play was halted by darkness. Three-time Wimbledon runner-up Andy Roddick reached the second round by wrapping up rain-delayed 7-6, 6-4, 7-5 victory over 186-ranked British wildcard entry Jamie Baker. Also unseeded Sloane Stephens of the United States upset number 23 Petra Sitkovska of the Czech Republic, 7-6, 4-6, 6-3, to read the third round in her debut at the Grand Slam tournament. At the swim trials in Omaha, Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte are tied at one apiece at the U.S. Olympic swimming trials, and Phelps finished 0.05 of a second ahead of Lochte to capture the 200 freestyle, 2 days after Lochte outraced the winningest Olympian ever in the 400 individual medley. Missy Franklin is heading the Olympics after winning the 100-meter backstroke and denying Natalie Coughlin a chance to defend her title in London. Coughlin finished third. Also, Matt Grievers took the 100 backstroke final, and Bria Larson won the 100 breaststroke. In the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks are getting a much-needed big man, and the Houston Rockets are positioning themselves to make a big move. A person with direct knowledge of the deal said Wednesday that the Bucks and Rockets had agreed to a trade a day before the NBA draft, with the Bucks sending the number 12 overall pick in Thursday's draft and three players to the Rockets for the number 14 pick and center Samuel Dalembert. The Rockets get guard Sean Livingston and forwards John Luehr and John Brockman in the deal. The person spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because the deal was not yet official, and several media organizations reported that deal earlier on Wednesday. The Indiana Pacers front office has been overhauled following the pending resignation of President of Basketball Operations Larry Bird and Tuesday's resignation of General Manager David Morway. Director of Player Personnel Kevin Pritchard is a new GM, and Donnie Walsh will take over as team president once Bird leaves at the end of August. Bird said health issues were among the reasons for his departure, and he didn't rule out a return to basketball. And the baseball jersey worn by New York Yankees legend Don Larsen when he pitched in the only perfect game in World Series history will soon be available for auction. Steiner Sports Memorabilia is conducting the auction in the fall. They say a bidding war is expected for the one-of-a-kind jersey. In May, a jersey worn by Babe Ruth sold for more than $4.4 million. Larsen pitched the perfect game during Game 5 of the World Series at Yankee Stadium on October 8th of 1956. The Bronx Bombers defeated the Brooklyn Dodgers 2-0 in the game and went on to win the series in 7. Larsen, now 82, says the game is the best thing that ever happened to him. Steiner will announce the auction at a press conference here today. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.